It is often said the future is uncertain, and that is true. But while we navigate our way towards life's horizon, we can take certain measures to ensure our best possible sense of financial health. I'm David Fair, and that's our topic on 89.1 WEMU's Washington All United this week. Financial literacy. It often goes untaught in the education system, so what are some of our available resources, particularly when we think such services are beyond what we can afford? Our guests today have some answers for you. Angela Barbash, she is CEO of Ypsilanti-based Revalue, and it's an investment advisory firm that was founded back in 2013. And thank you so much for being here, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me.
And our other guest this morning is Tianne Holmes. She is Ann Arbor-born, Florida-raised, but working now as an AmeriCorps member with the United Way of Washtenaw County. And I welcome you to WEMU as well.
Thank you so much for having me as well.
I'm always interested in how people get into the professions that they've chosen. Angela, I want to start with you. You're now a CEO of a company, but was finance your choice? Was it just a job selection and something you thought would provide you a salary, or did you see something greater in what it had to offer?
That's a great question. At the time that I became a financial advisor, which was in 2004, I was a student and a staff member here at Eastern Michigan University, actually. I was an anthropology student, and I still to this day very much consider the work I do to be applied anthropology.
Interesting.
But yeah. But at the time, I thought maybe I'd go into public administration, something where I could have an impact on the world around me, a positive impact. And I actually ended up meeting a financial advisor at the time who mentored me for a couple of years while I worked here. And he said something to me one day that really struck a chord and has stuck with me ever since. And this is what launched me into this trajectory. He said, "If you do not understand how money works, then you will have very little chance of affecting real change in the world."
That's a pretty heavy statement.
Yeah, it is. And it's a simple statement, and one I'm sure someone said to me before that moment. But I think in the throes of being in my early 20s and trying to figure life out, it really finally sunk in.
And Tianne, what about your upbringing led you to where you are today, working in the one-year appointment of an AmeriCorps financial stability specialist with the United Way of Washtenaw County?
It's kind of similar to what Angela said. Just my background stems from being born here in Ann Arbor and just having a family dynamic that was also lacking in financial literacy themselves. They were definitely affected by the drug usage and in this area in the early 90s. So I just didn't myself have like the support and the structure that I needed. So I ended up growing to college, graduating, and I was getting a check from the state of Florida at the time for $1,200 a month, and I just didn't have anybody to talk to or any resources to tell me what to do with my money and where to go or how to invest or to buy a car or what credit meant. And to be, you know, older now and know that people are still going through the same things that I'm going through, it just makes me feel good to be able to have these resources and to be able to teach people, because and like Angela said, like you really need this information so that you can move forward in life and affect real change.
And Angela, you too came from financial insecurity?
Yes, absolutely. I grew up with a single mom who had a lot of addiction issues when I was growing up, and she did not have the basics of saving and investing and spent what she made. And so it was a very unstable home. On my dad's side, I'm the first generation to not be a migrant farm laborer. And so on both sides, all of our family members went through multiple bankruptcies, repossessions, just insecurity in terms of housing, sometimes food, and none of these basics were taught to me as a kid.
Sadly, this is not an uncommon story. And Tianne, how prevalent is financial instability in Washtenaw County?
In Washtenaw County, we like to use, with the United Way, we use the ALICE report. So ALICE means asset limited, income constrained, yet employed. So these are everyday people who work 40 hours a week, but still are unable to make ends meet. And we know that more than 39% of Washtenaw County is of ALICE. However, 56% of that 39% are individuals that reside in the 48198 and 48197.
So east of US 23.
Yep, exactly.
And Angela, in your professional work, do you encounter even those that do have money do not have financial literacy?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. There's an interesting distinction that has been on the legal books in America for almost 100 years called the accredited investor rule. And it says that if you have $1 million or more, you make more than $200,000 in annual income, you are what's called an accredited investor, which is about 6% of the American population. And therefore, you have access to any type of investment in the country. And the assumption there is that we've run with for 100 years is that if you are wealthy, you are therefore a savvy investor, that you don't need help necessarily, you're sophisticated, quote unquote. And what I've found my entire career, I've been an advisor now for 15 years, is that people with a million or more are not necessarily more sophisticated than people with $10,000 in savings. So you can't draw it on wealth or income lines.
Our Washtenaw United conversation continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're joined by Revalue CEO Angela Barbash and United Way AmeriCorps member Tian Holmes. We're talking today in advance of a free financial and community resource fair that's going to take place on March 7th. It's going to be held at the Eastern Michigan University Gary Owen College of Business Building. It is an event aptly titled Show Me the Money Day. And Tian, what does that mean exactly?
Show Me the Money. We are so happy about Show Me the Money Day. It is a free financial and community resource fair, so you are able to come in and visit with local banks and also local community service providers. There are going to be resources to help you get jobs, to secure your money. It's just overall, just fun day event and to get talk about money, really.
And Angela, Revalue is obviously going to be there. You've made the choice, even as you know you are a for-profit business, to engage the community in ways that will benefit well beyond your bank account. So what is your investment in partnering in this event to engage the community in ways that you see as a value?
That's a great question. Well, I think it starts from us being a B corporation. The B stands for benefit, and we're one of about 27 in the state of Michigan. It means that we're mission driven, and we have the opportunity to not be driven by profits at all costs. And so as a B Corp investment firm, we really look at wealth and prosperity along a spectrum, and everyone has the opportunity to be mobile along that spectrum, to move one way or another. Sometimes people have wealth and they lose it. Sometimes people have no wealth and they gain it or inherit it. And so the education curve for everyone exists no matter where you are, and your ability to move along that spectrum exists no matter who you are. So from our perspective, we can really only be a prosperous country and a prosperous community if everyone is being served on that spectrum, not just people who have the high net worth at this moment in time because of that mobility.
I'll ask you this. When I started in radio, the minimum wage was $4.35 an hour. And even all those years ago, that was very difficult to live on. So I never thought about savings. I was living hand to mouth, and that's probably where I first went wrong. So if I was to sit down with you, Angela, at the Show Me the Money Day, what would be your advice to people like me who literally don't have money to invest now, who don't have the financial literacy to start thinking that far in advance to protect the future?
That's a great question. I'm going to give you one tactical thing and then one strategic thing. The tactical piece of advice that I tell people if they have nothing in savings is to drive toward a very simple goal of $1,000 in savings. And that could take a long time if it's at $10 a month or $25 a month, but it at least is progress toward a very specific goal. Then the strategic thing I would say to anybody who feels like they just don't know enough or they're not even sure what they don't know is you really need to know just two things. Number one, how do you love to learn? And you may love to learn by reading books or white papers or academic journals. You may love to learn by watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts or the radio. Or you may love to learn by listening to other people in your community, your family, your friends, and finding mentors. So know how you love to learn. And then number two, know what your specific pain point is. If your pain point is that you can't ever seem to get $10 left over at the end of the month, then take those two things and seek out the next step to learn what you need to learn to resolve that pain point.
As we head into tax season, one of the things that people stress about is having to find the money to pay someone who can prepare those taxes so that we don't find ourselves in violation. And one of the great services that is going to be a part of the Show Me the Money Day, Tian, is free tax preparation for anyone who makes under $56,000 a year.
Yes, that is just the basic qualification. If you make under $56,000 a year, go ahead and schedule your appointment for Show Me the Money Day, March 7th. All you have to do is call 211, or you can go online, uwgive.org/free tax help, and you can schedule your appointment then. We actually know through studies that through free tax preparation, the amount of money that people are getting is sometimes the largest amount of money that they receive the entire year. So we are actually...
It can really alter the quality of life.
Yes. So we're actually actively asking people if they would like to save that money for, like Angela was saying, later down the road.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for the time today, and we're going to look forward to the event, and thank you for the services you are both providing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you as well.
That is Revalue CEO Angela Barbash and Tian Holmes, who serves as United Way AmeriCorps Financial Stability Service Provider. And she is going to be at Show Me the Money Day. They were our guests on Washtenaw United. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. For more information on Show Me the Money Day on March 7th and to visit the Washtenaw United Archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.